from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every day is a blessing. You get to be able to play in the NFL is a privilege.
Back to the Morning Shift.
Live from Flowery Branch for Falcons Training Camp. Exclusive camp coverage is brought to you by attorney Ken Nugent. Getting the settlement you deserve after an accident.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Morning Shift. Squid Billy, Mike Johnson hanging out here live from Flowery Branch, Atlanta Falcons training camp. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Phone lines are wide open, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. We want to hear from you and your thoughts on the Matthew Judon trade, what it means for the Atlanta Falcons, what it means for Matthew Judon, what you think of him as a player.
Yeah, how does it make you feel? I asked a question last night. It's like, okay, how you feeling now? Because this is a move, Mike, that we've talked, you know, we've talked, I say a move, but a void on this roster that for years that we've talked about, you know, what do they do? And I think you look at this, the front, Mike, and I think a guy like Matthew Judon makes everybody better. Okay, how does this affect Arnold Ebiketie if he's coming off one side and Judon's coming off the other? How does it affect David Onyemata and Grady Jarrett and, I mean, Zach Harrison, who we've seen good things from, Brandon Dorlus, who I think is a guy that this team not only needs to step up this year as a rookie and really contribute, but I think he's capable of that. I think he could be, at the end of the season, the rookie we're talking the most about. You know, Caden Ellis. There's times you might see Caden Ellis coming off the edge when, and Matthew Judon's on the other side, right? Yeah. I mean, so how does this make you feel? I asked the question, and I was pleasantly surprised. I thought a lot of people saw that this was not only a needed move, but this was a move that said we are not going to sit quietly and watch teams pass us or watch, you know, we have a guy go down. We're going to make moves. It reassured me that the 2024 Falcons think they have a chance to make a run at, you know, in the playoffs and possibly in it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and make bold proclamations that this takes them from a wild card team to a Super Bowl contender. I tell you what, because I just think it's ridiculous and silly to say those things. But I do think that this tells you that the front office and that coaching staff, they think that this team can do something, but they needed to add a piece, and they went and got the piece they think they added, they needed to add, yeah. And there might be another move still to come.
Yeah, I think there probably is, and they're going to have to move some money around. We'll get into the financials of it throughout the show, obviously, as the reaction continues. Right now, though, let's go out to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Bryson up in Alpharetta. Bryson, what you think about the Judon trade, buddy?
Well, first of all, I just want to say Squid Nation.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. I appreciate you.
Bryson, no problem.
So I would,
go ahead.
I would just say that, first of all, I feel excited about it. I mean, he's probably, like I think I said somebody yesterday, he's probably the best pass rusher we've had since John Abram. I would say I'd say that's arguably true. I would say that it gives us a lot of and I'm very excited about this season, and I think we have a chance of winning 10 to 12 games this year. With Judon, I feel like this is didn't you ask this in the question that what does this mean for Judon?
Yeah.
I would say that coming from the Patriots, who are expected to win maybe 2 to 3 games this year, to a team that's going to potentially contend for the division and possibly further into the playoffs, I think it's a big step late in his career. So yeah. That's all.
I think that's a great call, man. Thanks for calling in, Bryson. 404-726-0929. I think that's actually a good point that I haven't even thought about yet. And obviously the reaction's still pretty fresh. I mean, we're only 12 hours into this news, right? But when you look at the situation with the New England Patriots, they're turning things over. They have $45 million in cap space right now. Like, think about that. You're Matthew Judon. You think you deserve 3 times the amount of money that you're getting, and your team has $45 million in cap space.
That's a very good point, Mike.
They've extended 5 other people on that roster, and yet you know that they're in a situation where they're not going for it this year, and you can't get your money, right? And now you're stepping in, now you're stepping into a division that's very winnable and a team that feels like it is playoff bound, and the window is now. So hopefully that puts a little pep in his step as well. So, all right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's head up to Zach in Kennesaw. Zach, what's going on? Good morning. How you think the Matthew Judon trade is going to play out, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, I think this is that moment I think we've all been kind of waiting for in the offseason. I mean, you kind of know that everybody's kind of had a little something just waiting on some movement in the league and stuff. But I like it. I think when it came down with Judon and Reddick, there's too much. I felt like Judon was the best fit for us. I mean, I know Reddick, he's a beast, a little bit younger. But at the same time, like, I think you look at that locker room and what Raheem and them are doing, and it's a great fit. I think from a team perspective, you have a guy now that they have to game plan and scheme for that's going to open up options for other people. That front will be nasty, which will help the back. Look, to be honest with you, if you add Simmons and you got Simmons and Bates running back end, or they drop it to a big nickel package or something and help out with the cornerbacks and AJ, dude, we're talking about a legit defense, man. Like, I mean, yeah. if you're talking about holding the back end and that front end getting nasty, I'm liking what we're working with right now.
Front end getting nasty. I like the phone call, Zach. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening, buddy.
By the way, happy birthday to Matthew Judon. Today is his birthday.
Really?
It is absolutely.
And yesterday it was Zach Harrison yesterday, I want to say. It might have been his birthday.
Yeah. So it is actually his birthday. Hassan Reddick.
Every year you spend your birthday in training camp. That's rough.
Hassan Reddick turns 30 2 weeks into the season.
Yeah.
And I think the Hassan Reddick comparison is good. I'm glad Zach brought that up. You know, the difference in Hassan Reddick and Matthew Judon is I think Hassan Reddick's going to want 5 years at least. And I think he wants $30 million easily.
Yeah.
I don't think Judon's going to cost as much or have as many years on his contract. Not to mention, the way I've talked to some people and the locker room guy that Reddick is and that Judon is they're not even close.
Yeah.
And Judon is the better guy, and I think the better leader from what everything I've read and the few things I've been told off the record by people about both of these guys. I think they got the better fit. I'm not saying a better player, because Reddick might go out there and have 20 sacks if he does play this year, and Judon might get 12. But it's not always about that.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. Yesterday, when you woke up, Falcons had about $3 million in cap space. Yet, they are planning on paying their new edge rusher, Matthew Judon, I don't know, $18, $19, $20 million. How are they going to make that work? Well, we got all the answers. That's coming up on the other side of the break. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 929.
We did.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.